headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie
and Ariel
with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, a video capturing fire ants forming life rafts to escape floodwaters in Queensland has raised alarms among experts about the spread of the invasive species. The Invasive Species Council warns a new nest found in Baringa on the Sunshine Coast suggests a more extensive and entrenched infestation than previously thought. Rhys Pinada, Advocacy Director at the Invasive Species Council, called the situation alarming, calling for a rapid surveillance blitz and increased federal funding to address the issue. Fire ants give a painfully strong sting to humans and animals. In severe reactions, bites could be potentially life-threatening.
Multiple Queensland health facilities are facing a class action lawsuit filed in the federal court. Northwest Hospital Health Service and Torres and Cape Hospital have been held responsible for alleged racial discrimination. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander patients were allegedly dismissed and given inadequate care contrary to the Racial Discrimination Act. Robert Bongo, a First Nations elder, has called on the state government to meet with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities in Queensland's north to discuss the issue.
In national news, the cause of Sydney's train disaster has been found to be a domino effect. First signs of trouble came before 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. Within half an hour, the city's rail network had come to a complete stop, with thousands of passengers left stuck. At 2:30 p.m, a train's power connection device, called a pantograph, had collided with overhead wires, bringing down a 1,500-volt cable. All lines excluding the metro were out until 7:20 a.m. yesterday morning.
A 2024 survey of wild horses in the Kosciuszko National Park has estimated fewer than 6,000 horses are left in the park. The figures are significantly less compared to the 2023 survey, estimating that around 1,700 horses. Aerial shooting has been put on pause after New South Wales Environment Minister Penny Sharp shifts the focus to population control. Sharp says, quote, "We're seeing the park recover as a result, and we're now moving into managing the population within the park, which I think is a good thing," end quote.
In international news, white nationalists are infiltrating the wellness industry, using products like soap to promote racist ideology. Companies such as the Mighty White Soap Co. in the US Midwest seem to employ coded language and references to white supremacist texts, including names like Day of the Rope, a term from the American neo-Nazi novel The Turner Diaries. In the novel, Day of the Rope is when all race traders are executed. Journalist Mark Hay has uncovered 20 similar businesses across the US and UK, aiming to build a parallel economy that reinforces white identity through themes of health.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is none and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. and we'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.